Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I live, oh, I don't care.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rabbil Jinni Wal Ins. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأهل بيته وأزواجه المطهرات وذريته وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عدد ما في علم الله صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح ربنا زدنا علما اللهم آت أنفسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين أما بعد So we were speaking about nisbat and there are four types of nisbat nisbat in iqasi nisbat ilqai Nisbati Islahi and Nisbati Ihtihadi, which is the best. And this is where one becomes like the Shaykh. The Nisbat that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu gained from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Nisbati Ihtihadi. For the Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam was his Nabi, was his Muallim, his mentor, his sheikh, everything. So they were so similar that even their thinking pattern was similar. The thought patterns of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu crossed paths regularly. Following are some examples. One, after the Battle of Badr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back to Medina and made mashwara with his companions about the treatment of the prisoners of war. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu advised his mashwara, his view. He advised to have everyone executed, and each companion would be responsible for executing his own relative. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam disapproved of this and instead took Abu Bakr's opinion radiallahu ta'ala anhu to pardon them and accept monetary reimbursement fidya, upon which the verse came down, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. لولا كتاب من الله سبق لمسكم فيما أخذتم عذاب عظيم. If the decree of Allah had not been written before, a huge chastisement would have besieged you in what you accepted. This verse was revealed. Through the barakat of mashwara also to this adab did not come down. Both men started to cry upon this reproach from Allah. In the morning, when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to visit, he saw both men crying. He said, Ya Nabi Allah, why do you both cry? To which he replied, whatever compensation and fidya your companions accepted, and that which Allah revealed upon, it is what makes me cry. Here it is worth analyzing that the modus operandi of both men was the same. in making a decision, and their reaction to Allah's displeasure was also the same. Example 2. In the battle of Hunayn, Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu was fighting an idolater, a mushrik, and eventually succeeded in killing him. However, a man came and took the booty from the murdered person. Later on, Hazrat Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu presented this matter before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to which the man testified, but said, "Ya Nabi Allah, his booty is with me. Kindly convince him for me so that he may not ask of his due." At this, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu spoke, "No, by Allah, it cannot happen that a lion of Allah fights in his cause and the Prophet of Allah grants you his due." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam agreed completely with Abu Bakr's decision and had the booty returned to Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu. This incident also portrays the similarities in thought, in the thought pattern of the two men. 3. During the incident of Hudaybiyah, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam reached the outskirts of Makkah, he was informed that some tribes have joined the Quraysh and are planning to attack you. Thus the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam again consulted his companions, Mashwara, at which Hazrat Abu Bakr's advice was, radiallahu anhu, "Ya Nabi Allah, you came to perform the Hajj, not to fight. Continue in your cause. But whoever stops us, we will fight back." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam liked this advice and continued as planned. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam met the envoy of the Meccan idolaters, Urwa ibn Mas'ud, at Hudaybiyah, he repeated the exact words of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. "We have not come to fight anyone, and instead perform the pilgrimage in the house of Allah. Whoever stops us, we shall fight him." Example 4. While the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was being signed, the Meccan representative who came afterwards, Suhail, adopted a derogatory attitude towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This left the Sahaba radiallahu anhum extremely grief-stricken. And moreover, the terms of the treaty appeared to be one-sided and leaning towards the idolaters. Thus, in a state of anxiety and perplexity, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu approached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the following discussion took place. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, "Are you not the true apostle of Allah?" Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Yes, indeed, I am the true apostle of Allah." Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, "Are we not on truth, on haqq, and our enemies on batil, falsehood?" Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Yes, indeed, we are on the truth while they are on falsehood." Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, "Then why should we suffer disrepute in deen? Why?" Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Verily, I am the Prophet of Allah. Cannot disobey him, and only he is my helper." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Did you not say that we would go to the house of Allah?" Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Yes. But did I also tell you that we would visit the Kaaba this year?" Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, "No, you did not promise this. Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then when you would go to the Kaaba, you will perform tawaf around it. Hearing this, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu got up and addressed Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Both men had the following dialogue. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr, is the Prophet not the true Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, yes indeed he is. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, are we not on haq and truth, and our enemies on batil and falsehood? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, yes indeed we are. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, then why should we suffer disrepute in deen, religion? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, verily he is the Prophet of Allah, cannot disobey him, and only Allah is his helper. Stay steadfast in your obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. By Allah, we are on truth. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam not say that we would go to the house of Allah and perform tawaf? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, yes. But did he also tell you that we would visit the Kaaba this year? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, no. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, then when you go to the Kaaba, you will also perform tawaf around it. Subhanallah. During dialogue with Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, there is immense similarity in the replies of both men in terms of thinking and verbiage, words, thought pattern, words, ittihad. Ibn Ishaq states that once during the encircling of the Taif fort in Taif, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, I saw a dream that I had a bowl full of milk, and a rooster came and kicked the bowl, spilling the entire contents. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu replied that I think your goal to capture the fort of Taif is not going to be achieved. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my heart feels the same way. It shall not be captured right now. This incident also reflects similarity in thinking patterns. Let's talk about deeds and actions. Nisbat-e ittihadi. The similarity between the prophets and between the prophets sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr's actions radiallahu anhu can be analyzed from the following examples. One, during his lifetime, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would spend the income from the Garden of Fadak and the family of the Hashimites, which is his clan, his family. He would spend on the Hashimites, on their children, and have their unwed individuals married. Once his daughter Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha requested for the Garden of Falak to be given to her, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused. Hadith of Mishkat. After the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she sent the same request to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, indicating for her inheritance from the areas of Fadak, Khaybar, and Medina to be handed to her. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu refused and said, I cannot make the slightest change in the Prophet's protocols sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I do so, I shall divert from the right path. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that we, the prophets, nahnu la nurath, We are not inherited. We don't leave any heirs behind. مَا تَرَقْنَا صَلَقَةٌ. Whatever we leave behind is charity for the Muslims. The progeny of Muhammad shall only be entitled to food expenditure from it. إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُ آلُ مُحَمَّدٍ. Hadith of Al-Bukhari. The way that Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha had requested the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for fadak, she also did to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And the same way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had refused, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu also refused. This manifests the intense similarity in actions of the two men. Two, a group from the Kabila of Thaqif, belonging to the city of Taif, came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to accept Islam. They requested for the Islamic prayers to be waived from them, but he refused, stating that there is no benefit in deen in which there is no prayer. After the passing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tribes from around Medina got together and encamped outside the town. They dispatched a messenger who told Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that they were ready to offer prayers but wanted the zakat to be waived off. He replied back, "By Allah, I will definitely fight those who differentiate between salat and zakat." Thus it comes down to the fact that a group of people wanted one segment of religion waived. Both men reacted similarly and refused. Example 3. The historian Nadwi alayhi rahma writes, "In selecting the rulers, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu always gave preference to those who had served as rulers during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For example, during the time of the Prophet, the head of Mecca was Utab ibn Asid radiallahu anhu. Usman ibn Auf ibn Abul As of Taif, Muhajib ibn Umayyah of Sana'a, Ziyad ibn Labid of Hazramaut, Ala ibn al-Hazri of Bahrain." That's the first caliph radiallahu anhu, also had the same people appointed in their respective regions, Khulafa al-Rashidin. Example 4. The government structure that was implemented in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also implemented in Hazrat Abu Bakr's time radiallahu anhu. And there were no extra taxes imposed except for the ones that were collected in the Prophet's time. Example 5. During the prophetic era, the battle of Salasal took place to quell the mischief of Banu Khuza'a. During Hazrat Abu Bakr's time, radiallahu anhu, they became apostate and thus he also waged battle against them. During the Prophet's time, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Banu Khuza'a suffered defeat and returned to Islam. Whilst this was also the case when they fought Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, after the battle with Khuza'a, Amr ibn al-As was appointed ruler of Oman and was dispatched to the region, while this was repeated after the battle with Banu Khuza'a during Hazrat Abu Bakr's time radiallahu anhu. During the Prophet's time sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Amr ibn al-As was the leader of the Muslim forces. This was also the case during Hazrat Abu Bakr's time. The route of the Islamic army was the same during both the eras. Example 6. During the prophetic time, after a battle, Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu acted a bit hastily in having the prisoners from the Banu Khuzaima executed. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard of this, he showed extreme displeasure and paid the blood money himself, and even returned the feeding bowl for their dog and all. He repented on behalf of Khalid radiallahu anhu. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have him removed from his post. During the era of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the same allegation came against Hazrat Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu anhu, that he had executed Malik ibn Nuwayra without any cause. At this, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu advised to have him removed from his post. But Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did not do so. Number 7, during the pilgrimage of the Hajj, neither man was group leader in his first year. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam acted as leader of the caravan in his second year of Hajj, while Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did the same thing. In the first year of Hajj, 9th Hijri, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu as the leader of the Hajj caravan and handled the post himself the next year in the 10th Hijri. After assuming the office of Khilafat, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu appointed Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu as the leader of the Hajj caravan the first year and handled the responsibility himself the following year. 8th, both men would hold up Hassan radiallahu anhu on their shoulders. Uqbah ibn Haris radiallahu anhu narrates that once after the Asr Salat, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu saw Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu playing with children. He came and held him up and said, "May my father be sacrificed. You look like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not like Ali. You look like the Prophet, not like Ali radiallahu anhu," which made Hazrat Ali, who was listening, laugh. This is from Al-Bukhari. Attributes of the Prophet in Bukhari, this is taken from. This action was in accordance with the Prophet's habit sallallahu alaihi wasallam of holding up his grandsons. 9, those who meted out special treatment from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also received the same care and attention from Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu an. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would often go to meet Ummu Yaman radiallahu anha, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu kept this habit alive. Khulafa'i Rashidin. 10, Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came to visit me while I was sick in the town of Banu Salma, from Sahih Bukhari. Thus, it is perfectly evident that from national affairs to individual habits, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu bore immense similarity to the Prophet's actions sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's look at family and acquaintances. One of the most amazing facts of this relationship under analysis is that there was a lot of similarity in terms of family and relations. Following are some examples. 1, the sons-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Ali karramallahu wajha, were from amongst the first group, as-sabiqun al-awwalun, to migrate. The son-in-law of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Zubair, Az-Zubair ibn al-Awwam, was also from amongst as-sabiqun al-awwalun, the first to migrate. 2, the sons-in-law of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Uthman and Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhuma, were from the Sadatul Muhajirin, the leaders of the Muhajirin and the real pious ones, while Hazrat Zubair ibn al-Awwam radiallahu anhu was also from the Sadatul Muhajirin, the leaders of the Muhajirin. Family and acquaintances. Look at number 3. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu was from the Asharatul Mubashara, the 10 blessed ones who were given glad tidings of Jannah right on this earth. Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, the son-in-law of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, is also from this group. The second son-in-law, Hazrat Ali karramallahu wajha, is also from the Asharatul Mubashara, while the second son-in-law of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who is the Prophet himself sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is also from the same group according to one hadith, Musnad Ahmad. Number 5, the daughter of the Prophet, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, is the leader of the believing woman. A hadith states, O Fatima, do you not prefer that you are the leader of the woman in Jannah and believing woman? Hadith of Bukhari and Muslim. Similarly, the daughter of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the best of women. A hadith states, the status of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha above all women is such of farid over all foods. And farid is, it's when bread is soaked into meat, the gravy, that was considered to be above all other foods, the most delicious food. Number 6, the most beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was his daughter, while the most beloved to Sayyida Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was also his daughter Aisha. Number 7, the daughter of the Prophet Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha lived a poverty-stricken life. There was no maid to perform the house chores, and thus she would undergo hardships. Due to grinding the flour for bread, her hands had started to bear blisters. The same was the case with the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Asma radiallahu anha. She would have to do all the arduous tasks of the home herself, such as tending to the horse, preparing flour for the bread, and bringing dates from a furlong's distance. 8, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, was attacked on the journey of migration, Hijrah. She was attacked with arrows being thrown at her while she was on her camel. Similarly, the daughter of Abu Bakr, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, was also attacked while sitting on her camel in the Battle of Jamal, with arrows launched at her. 9, the wives of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu never had any complaints against him except for the lack of provisions. Surprisingly, the day the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were asking him to increase provisions, the wives of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu were doing the same. He became angry and went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to discuss the situation with him, but he found him in the same situation. It was as if both had agreed to the situation beforehand, only that the agreement was in their commitment to each other's lifestyles. 10, the grandsons of both men bear immense similarity as well. Following are some points. The grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyiduna Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the grandson of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr, who was Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Zubayr, both disagreed in pledging allegiance to Yazid, Hussein and Abdullah ibn Zubayr. Upon the instance of Yazid to pledge bayat to him, both men requested for time to think, and these are the two grandsons, one of Abu Bakr, one of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that point, the ruler of Medina, Walid ibn Utbah, summoned both men. Utilizing the time given to him, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu skipped out of Medina during the night. But Hussein radiallahu anhu went to Walid and requested for more time. The next day when Walid sent his courier to remind, he again requested for a day to think. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu left Medina for Mecca, and in Shaban 60 Hijri, Sayyidina Hussein also left for Mecca with his family. The same way that Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Zubayr had left Mecca during the night, Sayyiduna Hussein radiallahu anhu took his family and left Mecca at night in a state of perplexity. People pledged the bayat of Khilafah to both of them. After reaching Mecca, Sayyiduna Hussein radiallahu anhu made camp at the gorge of Abu Talib. The people of Kufa requested him through numerous letters and envoys to come to Kufa and establish the Khilafat. The Prophet's grandson Hussein radiallahu anhu dispatched Muslim ibn Aqil radiallahu anhu to scan the situation in Kufa. Upon reaching there, people secretly started pledging allegiance to Sayyiduna Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu through Muslim ibn Aqil. The numbers of these people reached 18,000 pledged bayat. Look at the other situation. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu invited the people of Tihama and Hijaz to declare him as the caliph. With the exception of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas and Muhammad ibn Hanfiyah rahmatullah alay, everyone took oath on his khilafat. Only then did he oust the rule of Yazid from Makkah and ruled for years to come. He was one of the khulafa. Both men tasted martyrdom during the series of political events, and both were martyred in the most inhumane ways by their enemies, Hussein and Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhuma. Thousands of people from Kufa committed treason after inviting Sayyiduna Hussein radiallahu anhu there. The 18,000 that were with Muslim ibn Aqil, either they left him all at once or slowly, but in the end he was left alone. Similarly, 10,000 men with Sayyiduna ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu committed treason and joined the ranks of the enemy Hajjaj. The same way that the entire army of Sham was against Sayyiduna Hussein radiallahu anhu and some of his family members, only a few people were left also with Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu to face the mammoth army of Sham. The same way that the brothers and relatives of Sayyiduna Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu first faced martyrdom, the brothers and the relatives of Sayyiduna ibn Zubayr also faced the same. Both men were martyred at the end. The martyrdom of relatives and brothers had no effect whatsoever on the valor and bravery of the two men. And before being martyred, they fought and killed several of the enemy's men, Hussein and Abdullah ibn Zubayr. There were thousands within the enemy ranks, but none had the might to face the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or none had the might to face Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu. The motivator behind Sayyiduna Hussein's enemy was Shimur, while Hajjaj was in the latter's case. Continue next week, inshallah.
Social expectation drowns us all inside. What you have should be what I want, 'cause what I have just ain't alright. The clothes I wear, the way I comb my hair, how I